Today's daf is daf Pei Zayin. We had done the Mishnah at the end of Pei Vav and Beis. What the Mishnah was talking about were three different instances where the husband heard, where the wife made the nether, and the husband thought it was the daughter that made the nether, or the wife made the nether about being a nazir, but he thought it was about a karban, or that she made a nether about anavim, he thought it was about figs. Those are the three instances, and we had all opposite cases of, ended up really being six instances. And all those cases, when the husband makes the hafara, it's not good because it was a hafara b'taos. So the very last line of Pei Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara now comments on this Mishnah, the Meimer is this to say, Dine Osa Dafkahu. I said Diyani rather, it's Diyani, that Diyani Osa Dafka. The Pot says Diyani Osa. Is that Dafka? A Yanni was Lashon of, and he nullifies it. Has to be Dafka. Let's see what the Ran says here on the bottom. The last round of the page, it's around eight lines up. L'meimer Diyani Osa Dafka. D'chevin d'chsiv Osa, since the Pasuk says Osa to her, Mashpa Sheyafar L'shem Osa Shenadar. There has to be Kavana, who he's being made for. He can't just be, I'm being made for whoever makes another, whether it's my daughter, whether it's wife. No, it has to be, he has to have Kavana, L'shem which woman took the another. B'lo Sheyita Be'isha Acher, since he cannot make a mistake on another woman. So that's the basis the Gemara assumes, why it doesn't work when he's made for the wife instead of the daughter. Okay, Rana goes on to ask a question. I don't know if we have to go through this now. So continuing on along these lines, so the assumption is that Yani Osa Daf, you have to know who you're being made for. The Gemara on to now Pei Zayin Amud Aleph says, V'hogave Kra'im Dichsiv Al. So when it comes to Dichsiv Al, Dichsiv will explain what this means in a second. Al Shal Al Yehonasan Beno. V'tanya Amru Lo Mesa Vivikara Achakach Nimsa Beno Yatsi Dekriya. So when it comes to Kriya, a person tells Kriya, the last parak of Moikatan, the end of the Masechta, actually throughout the last parak, it talks a lot about Kriya. Tearing Kriya for a parent, for a relative, for a Sefer Torah burning, other things you tear Kriya for. So what happens here? Let's read this Gemara again. V'hagavik Kriya, when it comes to tearing Kriya for a mace, Dichsiv, the Pasuk says Al, Dichsiv, and he quotes a Pasuk here that appears in Shmuel. Now I'll read the Pasuk on the side here. It says, V'yispadu, they eulogized, V'yivku, they cried, V'yatsuma, they fasted, Ad ha'erev, until the evening, Al Shol, Val Yehonasan, Beno, Shol and Yehonasan were killed in battle. Shol was the father, Yehonasan was the son. Val Am, on the entire Am, Hashem, Val Beis Yisrael, Ki Naflu Bechar, for the other people who had fallen in battle. So the Gemara learns from here, Vitanya, now back to the Gemara, Vitanya Barisa says, Amrulo Mace of it. Let's say they say to the person that your father dies. The Kari, he tears Kriya, like the Halacha says, you're supposed to tear Kriya when you hear that happens. V'chagach nimsa b'no, but then you find out it was actually your son, one son who passed away, not the father, yotze de Kriya, person's yotze the Kriya, even though his Kavana was for the father, but it was incorrect, it works. So why do we say here, when it comes to the hafar, he had intention to do a hafar for his wife, but it ended up being his daughter, so let that hafar work for the daughter. There seems to be an interesting comparison, Kriya and Nedarim, completely different areas of Halacha, why one would compare the two, but the Gemara doesn't seem to be bothered by that. The Gemara says, you know the way you deal with this Shaila? We'll look on the side if anyone asks this question, but the way the Gemara says, the answer is, Amri lo kasha, this is not problematic. I would have said one's Kriya, one's Nedarim, but it says no. Ha bistam, ha bimifarish. One is a situation where it was just said stam without specifying, we'll read the Ran in a moment, and one is where it explained, meaning the Ran says, lo kasha, ha bistam, ha bimifarish. Ha de tanya amrulo meis avi vikara, yotze, where we said a person had a tor kriya for his father, but turned out it was father, he's yotze. Lav dafka bish amrulo beferish meis avi. Not where they said, oh, by the way, your father died. Not that. Ela bish amrulo meis, where they said, I'm sorry to tell you, a relative passed away. Visavar, the person assumed, oh, it must have been aviv if his father was sick, perhaps. Venim sabino, but turned out it was father. Ubeho yotze de kriya, since he wasn't told who it was, he made an assumption that kriya is good if it's a case of stam. And that's consistent with the case of nadarm. If he just made a stam Hafara, not knowing if it was his wife or his mother, a daughter, that works. If they tell him explicitly that one's father dies, and then Kara al Das Kane, and assuming that was true, he did a Kriya, Lo Yatza da al Dafka, then it has to be Dafka. Okay. And the Gemara goes on to bring a Brisa, a Raya for this. The Gemara says, Vahatanya, as a Binichusa, says the Rana, as a Raya, If a person says the father died, v'kara, then he tears, v'charkach nimsa b'na, lo yatsu dekura, because he was told it was his father, then he assumed it was his father, and did a kriya, but it turns out it was actually his son. That doesn't work. Amru lo meis, lo meis, if they just say to him, a relative died, u'kasavar aviv, when he assumed it was his father, and then v'kara, and he tore kriya, acharkach nimsa b'na, but turns out it was his son, then yatsu dekriya. So we see there's a distinction between stam and mefarish. So now within this distinction, so just fascinating that nobody, the Gemara doesn't challenge the comparison of Nedarim to Kriya. So let's look on the side for a moment. If anyone does address this, I'm not seeing Tosos or Rush address this. Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's keep going on the Gemara. So the first suggestion is the difference between Kriya and Dharm is that one's a case of Mefarish, one's a case of Stam. But then comes along Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi suggests,
and that applies, because see, according to Ron, that applies in both cases, in Hafara and in Kriya.
Well, see, the Ron doesn't say by Hafara. I would imagine by this comparison it so should apply. Yeah, but I assume it would be the same thing.
Yeah, but there's some other Bechakot, I think the Rashba says that. No. No, the Rashba says like that.
Yeah, I see the tour apparently paskins that in a case of stam by Faris Nadarm it would work, but if it's mefarish for the wife as opposed to the daughter or vice versa, then that wouldn't work. And that's what the Bach apparently paskins. A case of stam by Hafaris Nadarm, not knowing if it was his wife or whether it was his daughter, that would work if it was stam by Nadarm. But apparently it's a machlokes rishon, like you said. I think the Rush says it actually doesn't work. It's the Rush here. See? No, the Rush seems to indicate that it's, also would also apply to Hafaris Nadarm. If you look at the Rush, see the Rush, it says kan b'stam kan b'mefarish. That's the difference. The Rush explains ha dekamar yotzei dekriya, when we say that a person's yotzei dekriya b'stam ari shelo pirish al aviv, where it was never articulated to him that it was his father, v'ha, or that it was his son rather, v'ha, or yeah, his father, v'ha dekatani amru lo meis aviv v'kara lav davke el amru lo meis lo meis uksavar shehu aviv ki hach b'raisa demaisi b'samach. Our mission is only when it was mefarish. The implication is, if it was a case of stam, says the Rush, implies the Rush, then the Hafara would in fact work in our Mishnah. So end up being apparently footnote quotes a bunch of Rishon who argue, Tur and Bach assume also it applies to Hafara.
But in that case, the Hafara and Kriya is the same. Both cases.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But there are some Rishon apparently who hold, no, not true. Hafara might be different by even stam, it may not work by Hafara. Okay. Now the Gemara says Rav Ashi gives another explanation between the distinction of to explain the distinction between Kriya and Nedarim, and that's as follows: Rav Ashi Amar Kan Besoch Kedei Dibur Kan Lacher Kedei Dibur. It depends whether the Tos was found out within the Toch Kedei Dibur of doing the Kriya or doing the Hafara. So let's say, for example, they say the father died, he tears Kriya, then, oh no, it was your son, sorry. So then he doesn't have to do a Kriya as long as it's Toch Kedei Dibur, so we assume it was in the same time zone that Kriya was good. Or by the Hafara, he's told it was his wife who made the nether, he did a Hafara, and then within a few seconds he's told, I'm sorry, that was your daughter who made the nether, that Hafara would also be work. Would good. But if it took more than a few seconds after Toch Kedei Dibur, then you would have to do a new Kriya, you'd have to do a new Hafara. So let's see what the Gemara says going on. Kan besoch Kedei Dibur, kan la'achar Kedei Dibur, had the kamers yotzei de Kriya, shenimsa b'no besoch Kedei Dibur. When we say your yotzei the Kriya is when the Taos was figured out within those few seconds, those first few moments, and then the Kriya is going to be good on the sun. And when it's la'achak the hadamers loya to the kriya, when we say it's not good kriya, it's la'achak de dibur. It's when they found out it was the sun after the few moments had passed already. V'hatanya, the Brisa says, and the Ran says here also b'nichusa as a support, mishiyesh l'chol b'soch b'yisot, someone who has a ill relative in the house. V'nis alev ukedimu shemes, and he got very weak, and it appeared as if he had passed away. The Kara, he tore Kriya based on seeing this relative die. But then afterwards, is when he really died, he made a mistake, he just got exhausted, he almost died, but not yet. And then he died, lo yotze de Kriya. Then the person that yotze the Kriya that he did a few minutes ago. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Mishim Bar Kabara, lo shanu ela shimesh la'acha kedei dibur. It's only if he died a few seconds after he had done the Kriya. Aval basoch kedei dibur, if he tore Kriya, and then within those moments, then he actually died, then kedibur dami. Then it's if it's within that same dibor, really, in this case, but then you're still, the kriya is still being done. I mean, when a person does a maisa, we don't say it's over. That maisa lasts for 3 seconds. So when he did a kriya for 3 seconds, that maisa still lasts. And since the individual died afterwards, but within those 3 seconds, it's as if he tore kriya after the maisa had happened. Before we read the next line, which is a very important line, let's just look at the Ran for a second. Should I see if there's any important Rans here? And the first Ran says everything we just said. Right, exactly. So very interesting Ran here. That is a very strong formulation. You look at the Ran, the last few narrow lines, he says, Aval besoch kedei dibur ein echoz v'kore. Person tears kriya, then it turns out it was his son, or the case where the person was ill, died after the kriya. Says the Ran, your yotze, v'afa pisha b'sha shikara adayin lomeis. Even though when he tore the kriya, the man wasn't dead yet, v'lo havia kriya klal, that's a worthless kriya. Kevin shemes toch kedei dibur, since he died within those first few seconds, kiman de kari hashadami, it's as if he tore kriya now, even though he didn't, halacha views it as if he tore even now, like we said before. Ki kari nami b'tal shahaya sabar shemes lameis, so too, when he tears, thinking it was father, and shemes lameis acher, inami hikim or hefer, or the same thing with hafar or tataos, kevin shiyada toch kedei dibur mahani. Since the mistake was became aware within the first few seconds, it's a good kriya, it's a good hafara. Okay, so imagine, I think here is a big discussion within the Rishonim, how exactly to view the nature of toch kedei dibur. Look in the back for a moment. It's very early. Oh, wow, there's a lot. Okay, nothing on this piece, but let's look at the this final line of the Gemara before the Mishnah. The Gemara says, V'hilchus, the bottom line is, the halach l'maisa is, toch k'dedibur k'dibur dami. We assume, we haven't discussed the shear of it, whatever the shear is, just a few seconds. It is as if it's during the time itself. And chutz mi megadev v'oi kachavim v'mekadesh megarish. There are four exceptions that toch kedei dibur does not work. Megadev is cursing Hashem. Ovi kachavim is avodah zara. We'll look at the Ran will explain all this. V'mekadesh marrying someone and megarish and divorcing somebody. So the Ran explains as follows, two wide lines down. Hilchasa toch kedei dibur kedibur dami. Bar, with the exceptions of mi megadev v'oi kachavim v'mekadesh megarish. Perek Yishin Oakland, the perek that appears in Meseches Bava Basra, lo chashiv ela trei bar me'avodas chachavim kedushin, leaves out two of them. It says the same line, hilchasa toch kedei dibur kedibur, but only writes down, only includes avodas chachavim and kedushin. Lo pligi, there is no machloka, says the Ran. The megadev b'chal avodas chachavim, it's actually Gemara's in Sanhedrin talk about whether megadev is separate than avodas zara or it's avodas zara itself. When a person curses Hashem, is that really as a basic avodas zara? But you go against Hashem, that's avodas zara. So that's why it's not included in the Gemara Baba Basra. U'megarish b'chal mekadesh diskish v'yitzil lehavaya. The Gemara is throughout Kedushin talk about v'yot v'haisa. There's a gzer shav v'yot v'haisa. V'yot is a Kedushin and rather Gerushin. Haisa is Kedushin. So whenever you say megarish, all the halachas are always the same. You only need to mention one of them and the other one's going to be included. So there's no steer, says the Ran. Megadif continues the Ran. Hainu she'im gadaf achozer bo toch de dibur lo havi chazar. Person curses Hashem. He says, oh, I take that back. It's too late. There's no taking back once you're megadif Hashem. Vavid kochavim she'im amar lavodes kochavim eliata. You say you are my God. The chazar bo, he says, no, I'm sorry, you're not my God. He really comes to his senses in those first few seconds. Lo havi bichazar, that doesn't work. He already violated avodah zara, and the consequences already exist. U'mekadesh u'megarish she'im kadesh o'girish v'chazer ba'otoch de'dibor lo yimatzi ha'le be. He marries a woman, I don't want to marry you anymore. Too late, you have to give a gerishin. Or if, let's say, a kohen divorces a woman, and he says, let's take that back, too late, you can't marry her again. Or even if it's a non-kohen, you would have to remarry her. Those are the four examples. V'lo yadana, ma'isha hani u'menalahu l'rabban hachi. The Ron says, I don't know the source. Why are these the four exceptions? Why not anything else? Why not a case of, I don't know, you're makdish something, an animal to hakdash, and say, oh, I want to be chozer. Why does that case work, a chazar tochli dibur? He doesn't really know why. Benir Beinai, but then he says, perhaps it appears to me that the Bishar Mile, with respect to other halachos, the lochamir kulehai, that are not so severe, kishadam osa osam lobigmar daita huosa, eladaita shiach halachser botokhli dibur. Whenever he does something else, he's not so convinced that it's going to take effect. It's not such a serious thing. A person's makadish an animal, it's not as severe. And therefore, he wasn't really so into it in the first place. So it wasn't so binding. It was easy to retract. But these cases, Megadif, Avodas Chachav, a person only does them if he's very, very serious about it. And a person only marries a woman or divorces a woman if he's very, very serious about that. So once he did it, we assume he's all in, and you can't retract just like that. Avahani, these things came into Chamir Kulaha, since they're so severe, says the Ran, ain't other Moshe, some El Baskam El Gemur. He contemplates, he thinks about this very long and hard before actually doing these things. Umushim Hachi, for this reason, Chazara, Afil Toch, Kadedibur Lomani. It's already done. There's no going back. He saw in the Ramban's names, it's not a din deraisa. This is a tikkun, a takana midirabanan. What happens is, it's talking about a situation. A Talmud's at the store busy buying something, and he's debating whether he should buy it or not. And then his Rebbe walks by. He needs to give his Rebbe a shalom. Shalom Alecha Rebbe. He says hello. And then now he loses out. He can't be chose. He looks at the thing he just bought and he finds it's a mistake anymore. It's too late. He can't go back on it. The person's not going to give proper kavod to his Rebbe anymore if he's buying something. So he said, you know, you have a few seconds to say hello to your Rebbe and then go back, look at the Mekach to see if there's a Mekach Talos at all. V'hishvu mitosein b'chol mile bar mehani, and they said this is going to be the halacha by all things across the board, even though the real source was by a mekach. They said let's apply it across the board except for these four halachos. V'lo nichli, the Ran says, I don't agree to the Ramban's understanding. V'chi bezdin ma'asin lakor davar min ha'tora le'olam b'kum ve'asei b'nadarim. It's very hard to say that a neder is really chal, but the Chum came along and said, you know what, we're going to give you 5 seconds to be ochre that din deraisa. It doesn't make any sense. So therefore the Ron thinks it's really a din deraisa. It doesn't say the source, but the source is really a gemir das. So the Torah tells us when a person's megamer das, he's gemir das, it's going to be chal. So the Ron thinks it's based on the din deraisa, svar mid deraisa, and the Ramban thinks it's a takana derabanan, lest the person lose out on a mekach tals. Okay, fascinating machlokas here. And by the way, that because of this Ramban, I think the Gemara says this, that the shear, it must be in Baba Basra, I don't remember where it is. Maybe it's in Makos. That the shear of Toch de Dibur is Shalom Alecha Rebbe, I think.
Right.
And that based on that, maybe that's where the Ramban learned this from. Does it say where this Gemara is? Shalom Alecha Rebbe is the shear. Must be one of these. I have a lot of footnotes down here. Must be one of these. Okay. This is a big sugi here. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now. Actually, is there anything on the side here? There's anything in the Rush or the Tosfos here? Yeah, the Tosfos says the same thing like the Ramban says. The Rush. It's everyone's on board here together. Okay, the Mishnah says now. Mishnah in the bottom of Pezainim and Aleph tells us Ha'amra Konim Te'inim Vanavim Elu Shanita Emes. So she says, I'm taking neder that I cannot get any hana from these figs and from these grapes. Kayim Latainim. Let's say the husband comes along and says, okay, I'm being Mekayim with respect to the figs. Kula kayim, the whole thing's kayim. There's no such thing as a hakam lechatayim. When she makes a nether, it's either all or nothing. So if you're mekayim half it, then you're mekayim all of it. But let's say he's hefer letainim. He's made for only with respect to the figs. Ain't a mufar ad shefer af lanavim. The hafara is not chal until he's also made for the grapes as well. If he's only made for the tainim and that's it, the entire nether is kaim. Okay, So the Ran explains it. If you look at the Ran four lines up from the bottom, Einum Mufra Ad Sheyefer Af La'anavim. The way I read the Mishnah was that if he's made for the Tainim, the Mishnah says it's not a Mufar until the Anavim are also a Mufar. So I would have thought that the entire nether is Chal still. The Ran says differently. The Ran says Einum Mufra Ad Sheyefer Af La'anavim. Einum Mufra La'anavim. The Hafar won't be Chal on the grapes. Until you also do hafar on the grapes. Ava, with respect to the tainim that he already was made for, shefer mufar, that's actually chal. That's one pshat. It works on the tainim. It just won't work on the navim as well until he's mefarish about it. But then the lashon acher, the second lashon, which is what I thought, ainu mufar klal, afilu tainim, no. If you're not mufar on the navim, then even the hafar on the tainim won't be chal. Shelo kol emnu lehefer miktas, you don't have the ability to be made for b'miktas. It's either all or nothing. So that's machlokas, how to understand the second half of the Mishnah. Then the final line of the Mishnah says, "Amr konem te'ina shani to'emes." She says, "I'm taking a nether that I cannot eat this fig." Oh, and then a second nether sounds like "vanava shani to'emes." Hare elu shnei nedarim. That type of language, that text that she uses, will be considered two different nedarim, and you can independently be made for mekayim either one without the other. Aha. So the Ran clarifies the point here. The Ran, the last three lines, is Amr Konim Teina Shani Toemes Vanava Shani Toemes Hare Elu Shnei Nedarim. That text is two different Nedarim. Lav Lameimers Sheyit Tzarech Hafar Lechol Echad Vechad Bifnei Atzmo. Not that you have to, meaning you can, but you don't have to do it separately. You could do them also together if you so choose. The Hashnei Nedarim Hafar Achas Lehen. You're able to, if you want, to do one Hafar for both of them. You could say, I'm being made for both of them together. You could also say I'm being made for one, not the other, but you can also don't think you can't be made for them as a unit. Because the Tani B'Tosefta brings a riot from the Tosefta, Hayu Aleh Chamisha Nadarim Hafar Achas Lekulon. If his wife has five separate Nadarim, he can just do one Hafara and wipe them all off in one shot. And Elomer, what the Mishnah is telling us, is emphasizing is Sheim Hefer O Kaim Echad Mehem Yachol Lekaim Ola Hafashashani. You could do Hafar for one and a Kaim to the other and vice versa. That's what it's telling us. But you can also do one full Hafara on both of them together. Gemara now wants to know Mani Masisin. Who is the author of this very Mishnah? So the Gemara says Rabbi Yishmael, must be Rabbi Yishmael, the Sani, the Raisa teaches us. Isha Yikimenev, Isha Yifenu. Again, that's Isha with the Mapake. It's Isha. Her husband is Makai in the nether, and her husband is Mefer. Meaning what? Amra, the Drasha, the Raisa says, Amra konim te'inim vanavim elu shani tamis. Let's say she says, like our Mishnah tells us, that I'm making a nether that I cannot have these figs, and I can also not have these grapes together as a unit, as one nether. The lach is, if it's kaim le te'enim, kula kaim. If it's makaim for the te'enim, then the entire nether will be kaim, like our Mishnah says. But let's say, going now on to pei zayin and beis to the very top, hefer le te'enim, enim mufar ad shefer af la'anavim, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So this is almost, I think, identical to our Mishnah, and that is authored by Rabbi Shmuel, so it must be that Rabbi Shmuel authored our Mishnah as well. The Braisa continues to present a second opinion, that's Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Harehu Omer, Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yifrenu. What's Rabbi Akiva's drasha? Ma Yikimenu Mimenu, Af Yifrenu Mimenu. Just like a Hakama works on only a little bit, if the husband's making only the Navim, it will be Hakama on all of them, even the figs. So too, if he's Mefer, even on only in part of it, it will be Hafar on all of them. So he says, Ahifar B'miktas, is Hafar Bakula. That's how Rabbi Kiva understands it. And Rabbi Shmuel holds not true. Hafara is either all or nothing. Okay, so we answered the question of who authored a Mishnah. It was Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara now says,
Rabbi Akiva is just, they bring Rabbi Akiva as just as his cholik on Rabbi Shmuel.
Exactly. The Gemara wants to know now, why Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, why they argued on each other. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Miksiv, sorry, I skipped a line. No, I didn't. Rabbi Shmuel, Miksiv, Yefer Mimenu? Does it say Yefer Mimenu? What's the Shaila here? The difference is, when it comes to Yekimenu, it says, Yikimenu. Wait a second, it does say that, doesn't it? says Yekimenu Yefeiranu.
Because Rav Akiva says Ishay Yekimenu Veishay Yefeiranu. My Yekimenu Mimenu. Afifirenu Mimenu.
But the word Yekimenu, again, I'm not an expert in grammar. Yekimenu Yefeiranu are identical. The mem of Yekimenu is not from the word Mimenu. The mem is part of Kam. Right. It's Yakim.
That's just the limo.
It's a drasha. Inechnami, when you're learning diktuk and yikim menu, the mem is part of the yakim. But the drasha, since it says mem, yikim, we're also putting the mem as part of the second half of mimenu. That's the drasha Bishmael makes. So yikim menu has such a drasha that hakama mimenu on mimenu means from it, only miksas. If you're making even part of it, it's going to be hakama bakula. But yifirenu, there's no mem there in yifirenu to make it a drasha of yefer mimenu. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's challenge. Rabbi Kiva responds back. Rabbi Kiva, makish afar al hakama. There's a hekish. The two words are next to each other, or almost next to each other. Ma kama mimenu, afafar mimenu. You're right. I'm not making a drasha from the word yifrenu itself. The drasha is from the fact that yifrenu is juxtaposed to yikimenu. That's my drasha. And therefore, hafar b'miktas will be hafar b'kulo. That's the machlokas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. But in the end of the day, our author is Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. This is all what we've seen up until now, the opinions of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, respectively. Aval Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim argue, and this is what the halacha is, I presume, Makish Hakama Lafara. There's a Hekesh of Hakama Lafara, Ma Afara, Ma Shehefer, Hefer, Af Hakama, Ma Shekaim, Kaim. It's the other way around. Hakama is connected to Afara. Just like Afara works bimiktas and doesn't have any effect on the other half of the nether, so to hakama works on miktas doesn't have an effect on the other part of the nether. So if the husband's only being making the anavim, it will have no impact on the anavim, meaning that, or the tanim, whichever the other one I didn't say. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel were both in agreement by the hakama, that they say hakama bimiktas will be hakama bakula. They argued about hafar, but right now what we're talking about hakama. Hakama bimiktas, if you're only making the anavim, it will have hakama on anavim as tanim as well. But Chacham argues, says, no, if you do Hakama on Anavim, it will only be on the Anavim and will have no impact on the Tzeinim. So the Ran explained all this. We're at the two dots now. But the Ran in the side, there's a whole Girsa issue here. I don't know if we could go through that Ran, actually. Let's leave that Ran alone. Okay, so that's how it plays out. Hakama b'miksas is on b'miksas only and has no effect on the entire nether. The Gemara now from the two dots is Amru Konim Teina. If she says, this is the text of the Mishnah, if she says, Teina Shani Toemes, Kama, or Pros, and then she says, Vanava Shani Toemes, we view that, the Mishnah said, as two separate nidar. So Gemara says, Amru Rava Masnisin. Our mission is Rabbi Shimon, even though initially we said Rabbi Shmuel, this part of the mission is Rabbi Shimon, he Damar Ad Shiomar Shavua Lechol Echad Ve'Echad. It would seem like it's not the case. That this opinion appears in Masach HaShavuos, I think. Gemara quotes from the Nedarim, but I think it also appears in the original source is Shavuos. That in order for a person to have separate shavuos, you have to say shavu on each statement. Shavu that I'm not going to eat this bread. Shavu that I'm not going to eat this grape. Shavu I'm not going to eat this fig. So you need to say shavu on each of them. How does this bridge to our Gemara here? So if you look at the Ran, the first medium wide line down, it says Amar Rava, Rabbi Shimon hi da Amar Ad Shiyomer Shavu lechol echad ve'echad. Beperek shavuos hapikadon hi. Right, exactly. It's a mission shavuos. The Tan Hasim daf lamin vavam and beis. Hayu chamisha tovim also. Five people were claiming that you owe me money. Vomer, and he says back, Shavua Shein Lecha B'Yadi, V'lo Lecha, V'lo Lecha. He says, I take a Shavua that I don't owe you money, I don't owe you money, I don't owe you money. The Lecha is, says the Mishnah, Chayim O'Kol Echad V'Echad. He took him upon himself by saying, Lo Lecha, Lo Lecha, Lo Lecha. That was five separate Shavuos, and he's Chayim, if he ends up being wrong and lying, he owes five separate Korbanos. Comes along Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah and says, Omer Ad Shiomer Shavu Lecha Echad V'Echad. He has to say, Shavu Lecha, Shavu Lecha, Shavu Lecha. But if you don't say Shavu to each one, it's considered one big Shavu. You need to specify Shavu on each statement. And the Ran continues, Hachanami, here too also, by Nedarim, Locha Shiva Le Shnei Nedarim, Ad Shitomer Shani Toemes Lecha Lecha V'Echad. You have to say Ani Toemes for each statement. That's why it's two Nedarim. I would have thought you need to say the word Konim. But the Ran says, no. You have to say Ani Toemes Anavim, Ani Toemes Tainim, and that's why it's Chal. About Im Amr, if she says Konim Shani Toemes Lo Tainav Lo Anava, without repeating the word Toemes, says they're on the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon in his world, Neder Echad Avi, that's one. But according to their banan from the Mishnah in Shavuot, it says they're on their banan Havilu Shnei Nedarim. That would qualify as two Nedarim for their banan. But so clearly, our Mishnah must be according to Rabbi Shimon that requires Toemes Toemes separately. Okay. Oh, it's very good. The Tosafot says like what I was saying. See, the Rambam was talking about the word Toemes. Toemes to me is not comparable to the word Shavua.
Right.
So if you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos Rabbi Shimon Hi, is the second Tosfos down, Damar Beperk Shavuos HaPikadon, Delo Havi Shavua Prat Lischayv Chamesh Chataos Ad Shomer Shavua L'chol Echad V'Echad. You have to say the word Shavua on each person. HaChanami Lo Havi Shnei Nedarim Ela B'Shim Damar Konem L'chol Echad V'Echad. You have to say the word Konem. Konem is the word of Nedarim. That's the key word here. That's what the Tosfos says.
But in the Mishnah, she doesn't say
Kohen. Exactly, she does. That's why I was a little troubled by it. So the Rambam was more into the text. I guess Tosafot says that may have been assumed there. Maybe he had a different girsa. Let's see. The Mesipta takes the Rambam's explanation here. But he does acknowledge Tosfos who says Konim. And the Rush apparently also earlier had a girsa of Konim as well on the Mishnah. Okay. Find the new Mishnah. New Mishnah says, and we're doing great with time, whatever great means, extra time. Mishnah says, Yodea ani sheyesh nedarim, aval ini yodea sheyesh mefirin. We saw this Mishnah quoted earlier in the Masechta, like a week ago or so. The person says, I'm aware that that there are nedarim, or maybe that I took a nether, but I was unaware that there's such a concept as hafara. Yefer. So you're able to do a hafara. I think it's referring to the husband knew this. The husband heard this. Let's look at the Ran. The Ran says, Yodea ani sheyesh nedarim. Shema shenedar ishto harei nedar gamur. I knew that my wife took a nether. I knew that nether was chal. Ava in yodea sheyesh mefirin. Shabal mefirin shum nether lo shel inu nefesh lo shebeinu leveno. I didn't know that I'm able to be made for Nadarm. I didn't know that things that cause her discomfort, I'm able to do Hafar, and things that are personal, I didn't know I could do Hafar either. The Lach is, explains around his Yefer, La'acher mikan kishinodelo, Shabal yachol l'hafer Yefer tochos yom shiodelo, da'ad ha'hu yom alo krina be'yo shemal. Even though he heard the nether, and years later, he finds out this halacha. He learns Maseches Nedarim finally, and he realizes he could do Havara. The moment he learned that halacha, the 24-hour clock starts to tick, even though this is years after the actual Shemir. It's not considered Shemir until you hear when you also know the halacha of Havara. This, again, we already saw this a week ago, this Mishnah quoted. Then the Mishnah says, let's say he says, Yodea ani sheyesh mefirin. I know a person could do Havara. Aval ini yodea sheyesh nedar. I didn't think that which my wife said qualified as a nether. So what's the halacha there? Rabbi Meir Omer lo yefer. He's not able to do hafara, but the chacham argue omrim yefer. A person may do hafara. So the Ran explains here. Yodea ani sheyesh mefirin. Sheyesh miktas nedarim shabayla mefirin osam. I knew there's a category of nedarim that I as a baal am able to be mefir. Aval ini yodea shezeh neder. But I didn't know shezeh meosam nedarim shabayla mefir. I didn't know that what she said was one of those qualifying nedarim that get a hafara. So Rabbi Meir Omer Lo Yefer explains around Lema Mikaman Damar De Lo Yefer Klal Kamar. Some understand Rabbi Meir to mean that he cannot do a hafara at all. Lo Hayom Lo Acher Shodiu Shuyachol Afer. Not today, and not in the future when he finds out that that was another. Hayom De Lo Mikur Yom Shamo She Mefer El Kshiyodeh Shuyachol Afer. He can't do it today because it's not called Yom Shamo. He didn't know the halacha. When he learns of this halacha later on, he can't do it either. Shu yachol hafer nami lo yefer mishum diyidia kamaisa lagavishol yuchol hafer achar mikan yom shemo mikrei kvar over. Because now that he learns the halacha that this qualifies as another, it's not considered yom shemo. The day he heard was more yom shemo than the day he hears now. Meaning then he heard the nether and he knew about the hafara. He just didn't know that was a qualifying nether. So for those reasons, the Ran explains within some at least within some mandamar. That no hafara works, not today, not tomorrow. But the Chacham argues, says the Ran, and they say one can be yefer, the husband may be mefer, biyom zeh, on this day. Only on this day. Disfir lahu mix as yediyah v'kichal yediyah. If he knows a little bit about the halacha, that's enough to qualify as yediyah and as a shmir.
Yom Shomo is the day that he realizes that he can be meifer.
The day he realizes that he can be meifer. No, the Yom Shomo, everyone agrees Yom Shomo means the day you hear it, plus yediyah. You need both, yediyah and shmir. Now, shmir doesn't really require shmir. It's really yediyah. Because we saw the case earlier. If the guy didn't know about the halacha of afar at all, and he learns of it years later, that's called Yom Shomo. Yom Shomo means the day you know you could do hafara.
Right.
So here he knows, he has a yediyah b'mikzas, he knows hafara is a concept, so he has a yediyah. But he doesn't have a full yediyah because he doesn't know that that was a nether. So according to the
Rechacha... Here it's just a little bit different. שבא יכול להפר את הנדר מאחר שלא ידע שהוא יכול להפר את נדרה של אשתו אין זה יום שמו עד לזמן שנודע לו שנדר זה ניתן להפרה על ידו.
That might be the second shot. Yeah, that's the second shot, I think. The first shot, Iran, he says clearly that it's Yom Shama. So let's finish reading this first shot. It says again, Chacham Omrim, the Yom Zan, this day he could do a Hafara. Why? The fact that he has a little bit of knowledge about Hafara is enough to be considered to start the 24-hour clock. About Kol Shavu Yomo, once that day passes, Shuv Einu Yomefer, he can no longer do a Hafara. The first day that he heard was considered the first day. And that's called Yom Shamo. Linin Shiachol Hafer Bo, Linin Sheinu Yachol Hafer Mikan Laba. With giving him the right to do Hafara, and also with ending his right to do Hafara. That's all according to the first pshat. But then there's Ikav Me'and Amr. There's another opinion that understands differently. Dechi Amr Rabbi Meir Lo Yefer. When Rabbi Meir holds you can't do a hafara here, Dafka B'Yom Shalachav Kamar. Only the day afterwards he means. But that day, according to Rabbi Meir, that day is enough yediyah for him to do a hafara. It's only afterwards. So Rabbi Meir holds what we thought Chacham held in the first shot is what Rabbi Meir really holds in the second shot. The Sfirle Dechaven Shehu Yodea Sheish Nadarm V'Yesh Mefirin Yediyah Gamur. Since he knows that there are such nadarm, and he's also aware that the hafara works on such nadarm, this is enough yediyah gemura. Mikri afa pishenu yodeh shezaneda. Even though he doesn't know that this is a good application of hafara, but his yediyah is enough to get the clock to start. Chacham omrim yefer biyom shel achra. If he holds even the day, the next day he could do a hafara. The sfir leid dechevin the biyom akam alav yodeh shezaneda lo mikri yediyah. He holds no. Since this first day, he doesn't know that this was a qualifying nether, it's not considered Yom Shamo, and the 24-hour clock does not begin. Okay, I guess we'll stop here then. Pick up with this Gemara tomorrow. Okay, just a few days away.
They're real short,
yeah, they are.